Arts organizations have always had to work hard to make their case because while food and shelter are basic necessities, the arts are perhaps a little less tangible. George Sugros is the executive director of the Wisconsin Arts Board.
I think sometimes people think of the arts as Oliver Twist, you know, with their hands out, ready to ask for additional resources. But the fact of the matter is the arts are no Oliver Twist. When we really think about it, the arts are certainly part of a thriving local economy.
Sugros says despite the economic impact that the arts have on their local communities, funders today tend to gravitate toward human services. Christine Harris concurs. She's the executive director of the Cultural Alliance of Greater Milwaukee.
The more you have pressure on government being able to provide the breadth of services for just basic health, human, social service needs, it puts pressure on private foundations, whether that's through a United Way, whether that's through those nonprofits that are serving that sector. The need keeps increasing, particularly in this economy.
A recent survey by the Greater Milwaukee Foundation of 142 nonprofit organizations there found that it was art groups in particular that expressed the most concern about their financial health. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.